It's Radio Life and Style coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. All the music you could want and cool local info as well, which takes us into our next chunk of chat, our cool Tuesday morning interview, where with a local focus, we're going to start the engines, we're going to get the motor running, and we're going to take you just up the road to a really cool dirt track, an MX park, a moto park called Ndunas. What's the story? Why is it such a cool thing? Why should you care? Well, I'll tell you all about it with a little help from my friend, who is probably your friend too. He's such a fixture in the community, well-known, well-loved, Mr. Mozambique, he's sometimes called. Brett is in the house. Brett Michelin... Brett, how do you say your surname? I've heard it pronounced Michele. So many different ways. Michele.
How's it, Mark?
There we go. Brett, it's great to have you back, man. It's
great to be here.
Yeah, happy Tuesday.
Thank you.
Speaking of, a man who's got his finger in so many different cool community pies, from a business to a personal front, you're always the first to put your hand up and to get behind cool initiatives. And this thing that we're about to talk about is something that you've been involved in from day one. You've been part of the team cooking this thing up, and now it's a reality. It's called the Ndunas Moto Park, and I first heard about it from our friends at Suzuki Salt Rock, who are very excited about this development. They are part of a growing community of local support that are getting behind this thing. What is the idea, and what is Ndunas Moto Park?
So how it started, basically, we wanted our kids to do things on the weekend and stuff and get them out and so on, and we ended up getting bikes. that's how it started.
Vroom vroom. There seems to be an active outdoorsy community when it comes to a bike riding on the Dolphin Coast.
It's definitely
kind of a tribe that seems to be growing year on year.
Definitely, yeah, sure, yeah, it definitely is. And yeah, the whole idea was, I had the farm. You guys might remember many years ago, I tried and failed very dismally at growing tomatoes and chilies. So we had this piece of land, and we went, well, We can't farm, so we might as well turn it into a motocross track.
Awesome.
And it's at the moment, we've got a little loop on it for the kids to learn and so on. Like, that's just a tiny little for the small bikes, the little kiddies learning. We've got a junior track, and we've got a senior track. The senior track is more for the experienced guys and so on. We haven't got jumps yet. They are coming in now, so all the jumps and stuff are being put in now. With the junior track, we were discussing it yesterday. We want to maybe put a quad track on the junior track, because quads flatten the tracks and the kids can't ride the ruts because their tires are too small, so they get stuck. So we're working on that now. And basically that's how we started. I mean, we've got a great captain leading us.
Who's the captain?
So a guy called Craig. He's an Aussie.
Captain Craig.
Yeah, he's an incredible guy. He's just the right guy to do it. You know, it's worked out so well. We try to, we're all in business and stuff like that. And Craig's retired, and he's got the time, and he's got the big drive. I mean, he's got a huge passion about the sport and so on like that. So yeah, we tried last year. We failed as badly as tomato farming, and then Craig stepped in, and it's
happening.
It actually looks like a motocross track now.
I'm checking it out on Facebook, the Facebook page. Cool logo, by the way, great aerial view of what's been carved out in the fields to create this awesome multifunctional, multi-generational track where there's a space for everyone, as you say, from lighties who are just starting to get the wheels spinning and learning the ropes to those that have a little more experience and a little more age behind them. And Ndunas Moto Park, if you check it out on Facebook right now, that's Ndunas Moto, Moto Park. You'll see it's a motocross park for the Dolphin Coast community, by the Dolphin Coast community. And community really is the operative word, because you're getting buy-in from everyone. Hey?
I mean, yeah, we wouldn't be able to have done what we hadn't done without our sponsorships from the different personal people to businesses and so on like that. So it is, I mean, it's a hard thing, you know. The motocross, I think the motocross industry in general has been dying in South Africa for a long time. This is a nice rejuvenation of it. So I think the one thing is what we want to try do is, I mean, it's cheaper than a golf contract a year, you know.
Yeah.
So a cheap bike is cheaper than a good set of clubs, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot more fun than golf, you know what I'm saying?
Look, we're not knocking the beautiful game, but for those that have gotten behind the handlebars, you know what we're talking about. And the idea, as I understand it, is to really make it accessible and to create a fun, safe space for folks of all ages, all backgrounds, all abilities to experience it, to get plugged into this thing, to find the fun, and then to pay it forward in whatever way they can. So whether that's, you know, when your kid outgrows their bike or their boots or what, you know, hand it down
to the next person. Yeah,
and grow this thing, make the circle bigger.
Yeah, we definitely want to try and get something going in as far as the development side. I had two BMXs at home. We brought them to the park. Craig was teaching little kids that hadn't ridden before to ride and stuff like that. So he's really good like that, you know.
Awesome, man. And so if anyone's listening to this, and firstly, if you're intrigued and you want to find it and you want to experience it for yourself, where is the Moto Park located?
So the area is called Flaxbreit. So it sounds like it's miles away. It's not.
Anything with Spreit in the name.
It's just past my Mpumalanga, now I'm joking. So it's basically from the workstation or Mhlali Primary School. Mm-hmm. If you head up north towards Palm Lakes, it's 7 kilometers from basically workstation or Mhlali Primary up the road. Yeah,
that's just a stone's throw away in real terms. And how does it work if you want to join the tribe, join the club, so to speak?
So it is a club. The one thing we are pushing on the fact that whatever money is made goes back in to the club.
So it's non-profit in that
sense. Non-profit, 100% non-profit. And basically what you've got a day rate, which is higher, okay, which is for our age, adults, seniors, you want to call it, 200 rand a day. If you retired like Craig, the old man, 160 a day. Kids are 100 rand a day. And if they're under six, it's for free. And then you've got your ride and pay, which is a set amount of 1-4, then you pay 100 rand to ride, you know. Or you got the 2-8, I'm talking about the seniors now, 2-8 a year, and you ride for free.
That sounds like a sustainable way to keep the wheels spinning.
Yeah, you don't just put the track and that's it. There's a whole process. I mean, it's new to me. So, like the fact that I didn't realize you have to rip a track every 3 weeks, you know. It's like you drag tires and you put water and there's a whole bunch of things. It's all new to me, you know. I can make a good peri-peri chicken, but I know nothing about this before.
Well, look, you stick to what you're good at, play to your strengths, and you've gotten obviously the right guy and the right team behind this thing to make sure that it's got a future. And operating days, is it?
So during the holidays, it'll change because we'll open tracks, we'll close the track on certain days. There's obviously prep to do on the tracks, but in the whole thing is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from 8 until 4. We stick into the times of the noise, for example, so we don't irritate people and so on like that. And it's very strict that it's open from 8 to 4.
All
nothing
right.
after 4, nothing before 8.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's your window of fun and opportunity, 8 until 4. And if you're listening to this, if you're keen to get behind, I mean, really, the Facebook page is like brand spanking new. This whole thing is, as you say, the groundwork's been laid a while back, but it's really just starting to pop now.
Yeah.
And this is the most exciting time to plug in and to get behind it. So that's if you're a rider. And then if you're a local business or someone with a heart for the community and you want to help this thing go from strength to strength, what's the smartest way to reach out and to get in touch and just find out how they can help?
Yeah, the best person is to get a hold of Craig. I'll grab his details for you now.
Awesome. Well, I see on the Facebook page here, there's info@ndunasorc.co.za. info@ndunasorc.co.za, and then there's a phone number there as well. I assume that's Craig's number. It's a cell phone number. It must be the man.
Yeah.
So find the Facebook page, share it, like it, spread the word. Ndunas Moto Park, just 7 kilometers from Mhlali, and a world of fun waiting for you on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And in particular, you're keen to really plant the seed, get the stoke going for a new generation of moto riders, hey?
For sure.
So if you've got kids that are keen, that are interested, that are just starting to get into this world, or who aren't in it yet but want to see what it's all about. And
yeah, it's great for kids. And I mean, you can see after they finish riding, they're all sitting, talking, and looking at their bikes. And, you know, all, I mean, they'll run off and they'll go play a little bit on the farm and stuff like that. So it's a really cool space to be in, you know.
Epic, man.
Yeah, so...
I think it's great that you're doing it properly, and you're trying to formalize it and make it sustainable and really grow the community around this awesome space. You know, it, obviously it's all happening for a reason. The chilies and tomato wasn't meant to take off, but it's a different kind of spicy, some other kind of hot action happening in the cane fields. So the Ndunas Motor Park, it's official, it's a thing, and we're looking forward to seeing how the story continues to grow from chapter to chapter. Right now, getting in on page one, and if you're a motorhead, spread the word, follow it. Try it out for yourself and get involved with the community, because it's only growing and going from strength to strength. And I just got to give a shout out to our friends at Suzuki Salt Rock, Gisela and the gang. They turned me on to this exciting new development. They're one of the local support teams that are getting behind this thing. You know, obviously they've got a heart for the community, and anything with an engine that goes vroom, they're keen on. And if you want to follow in their footsteps, get in touch with the guys, Craig and the gang, and Brett, my friend. Thanks for coming in this morning and telling us the story.
Thank you.
Hey, you heard. And listen, Tuesday, while you're in here, what's hot at Mozambique on Tuesday? It's all good. It's always good.
So it's going to be an interesting, the season's still on. So it's going to be an interesting season. We're starting to work on our winter menu. So I'm doing like a seafood rice and playing out with a whole bunch of new ideas, a short rib pasta that I'm working on and so on like that. Just so there's hot. Hearty, like for cold winters. So we're working on that this week.
That's good, man. Yeah. And I imagine, you know, when there's gatherings at the track, a couple of those Mozambique chickens in a box will be fired up on the braai.
So we had the braais going this weekend, which is very cool. So it was nice that the
it's a vibe.
Guys, I mean, even if you don't ride, come out and have a look, and you'll see it's so peaceful out there as well. It's incredible. I mean. The way the wind blows off the cane, I was like, guys, just stop and look, and it's just the whole cane sort of wave is beautiful there, so beautiful.
Hey man, we're blessed. We live in a beautiful part of the world, get out from behind that screen, go and experience what's waiting for you in the cane fields. Flux Sprint, just up the road. Brett, have a terrific Tuesday, my
Thanks,
friend.
Mike. Thank
See you at the track.
Yeah, like great. Thank you.